This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown in for Lisa Mullins. There's a new call today for criminal justice reform, and it's coming from those who work in the criminal justice system. Dozens of parole and probation leaders around the country are joining forces to try to improve the policies that currently govern the supervision of some 4.5 million people. The officials say too many people end up incarcerated for relatively minor technical probation and parole violations, such as missing curfew, rather than for criminal behavior. Vinnie Schiraldi is a former New York City probation commissioner, now with Columbia University's Justice Lab. He says the main goal is to reduce the number of people being supervised.
You rarely get to hear any bureaucrat ever, but particularly correctional bureaucrats, say that their empires should shrink. Probation and parole commissioners are saying, stop putting so many people on probation and parole, put them on for less time, and let's make it a more helping function rather than just trail them, nail them, and jail them.
Among those involved in the push for nationwide reform is Massachusetts Probation Commissioner Ed Dolan. He told WBUR's Deborah Becker about 60,000 people in the Commonwealth are on parole or probation. But Dolan says other states can learn from what's happening here. Massachusetts has a lower rate than most other states of incarcerating people for minor violations.
Depending on whose data you use, less than 19% of all of the incarcerations in the Commonwealth are a result of parole or probation failures. There's a sort of a predisposition in this state to use probation as a way to move people away from incarceration and to try to get them connected in the community so that the long-term recidivism reduction is the goal.
It's still almost 20% of the people incarcerated. So how would it change here? What do you hope to do here that might make the system change?
So, you know, we've done a number of things, and there, you know, a lot of work has been done. You know, we know a lot about what works, basically good time credits for people who do follow their conditions of probation, can shorten their period of probation. We're doing work around residential reentry services, a much more managed process for folks who are leaving prison to provide case management so that if there's no gap between connecting with health care, both medical and behavioral health care. And, you know, we're working hard to put in place plans and services that not only are in place and support people through the kind of behavior change that we want to see while they're on supervision, but also trying to put in place the kinds of supports that support people once their period of supervision is over.
I just wonder, Commissioner, you know, a lot of the decisions about probation are made in the courtroom. So how do you make sure that when you're talking about shorter times of probation or letting people off earlier for good behavior, how do you make sure that it's not an arbitrary system and it's uniform? Would legislative action be required, or what would have to happen there?
We've done a lot of work collectively to educate ourselves and educate the system about the best way to structure conditions. So, you know, if someone has a history of substance abuse, you know, rather than a tightly structured prescriptive condition, what we're advocating, what we're seeing more of is a condition that says, get an assessment, get a treatment plan, manage to compliance with the treatment plan. And so that gives, you know, us the flexibility to take much more of a recovery orientation to that work rather than surrendering people because of a dirty drug test. Oftentimes we'll file a violation of probation, but it's really to change the conditions that now we think that this individual needs residential treatment, you know, detox and residential. And that's a very different response and a very different orientation to the work than, you know, dirty urine reincarceration. And the research has told us that how you respond to those failures often has long-term implications for recidivism.
But there are folks who argue that it still is overall can be punitive. So I wonder, do you think that most people in probation and parole services would support this kind of a change?
I think in Massachusetts you would find that. You know, so we make no apologies for being a coercive force. You know, we do make people do things. We do make people pee in a cup. We do make people comply by, you know, adhering to a treatment plan.
Right, and right. But I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is putting people in jail for what happens with the results of those urine tests.
And so certainly the first response in this state is not to do that. There's sort of two pieces to it. You know, if people present a danger to themselves or others, then that option is available. And the way we approach this work is that the locus of control needs to, over the period of supervision, transfer from us to you as the probationer, where people start to see the benefits of a much more positive, you know, lifestyle and moving away from criminal behavior, remaining clean and sober. If treatment's effective, by the time we're done, you're going to want to go to treatment. But not complying, because of public safety reasons, not complying in the beginning is really not an option.
Now, changing probation and parole to be, say, more rehabilitative, if I can simplify it like that, instead of punitive, I mean, there might be some people listening who think, you know what, this is giving people a pass. They're on supervision in lieu of incarceration. They agree to abide by certain conditions to keep their freedom. If they don't do it, then they don't get their freedom. Is this a major change in that thinking? Or what do you say to the folks who believe that and who think that?
For us, it's really about what works. You know, if a more punitive approach, if the research told us that, then we would do that.
That was Massachusetts Probation Commissioner Ed Dolan speaking with WBUR's Deborah Becker. The reform effort Dolan is helping lead is called EXIT, Executives Transforming Probation and Parole.